All right, guys, we got three more stories left tonight. I'm sure they're all going to be super sweet. Coming up next, Democracy Burlesque producer Eric Parsons. Burlesque in this context, Eric might explain this, but burlesque just means comedy. No boobies in this one.
Only the politics are naked. Woo! First off, let me say, Brad Paisley can suck it. For those who remember when I was here last time, I told the story about how I was accidentally racist. A month ago, motherfuckers. Well before Mr. Brad Paisley and his little song. I want some royalties on that, motherfucker. I also have to say I can appreciate some pretty hair. I'm glad that there's some discussion of that this evening. So yeah, tonight, in hopes that maybe it'll spawn another song, I've decided to entitle it #WhitePeopleScareMeMore White People Scare Me More. So, as you may remember, I was accidentally racist because I was completely and utterly stupid when it came to how all that kind of craziness works. And shortly after that, actually, we moved from Gainesville, Florida up to Louisville, Kentucky. To literally the projects. The projects. Not like, oh, you know, area. No. The biggest crack bust in Louisville's history happened the day we moved in. Two buildings over. The projects. It was. Georgetown Projects was a little interesting. It no longer exists. Apparently, they've tore it down. I tried to look it up on Google Earth, and I think they put up a shopping mall or something. But I really quickly learned that, like, everything was not what I had been sold by Hollywood about, like, the projects. Like, that I wasn't going to be mugged every 5 feet and have my life threatened and all of that. Although, I will say, true to those stories, we did have what I called the ghetto alarm clock. Every morning I would get up at 6:30 so I could be at school at 7:20. Who the fuck does high school at 7:20 in the goddamn morning? So I'd be up at 6 a.m. and this guy at 6:30 every day came out wearing nothing but a pair of basketball shorts, and he'd pull out of his waistband, I assume a 9mm, I don't know, I haven't played Call of Duty. And he would just fire it into the air at 6:30, like three or four times, just bang, 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 look around, and then just walk back inside. I knew not to fuck with him, so I didn't. I never bothered to ask why he did that. For what I assumed to be obvious reasons. But I did notice, and what was funny is, like, our neighbors really didn't seem to care that we were there. We were, like, the only white family in the projects there, and basically just because we were poor, and my mom was working on her master's thesis, and, yeah, master's thesis and medical bills, not a good combination for the you know, standard of living. So, anyway, I discovered I got the stink eye, actually, from the sort of next neighbors over, the angry white people who are a little concerned about race mixing in 1996. Who would have thought? You know, and as you may remember, prior to this, I was kind of oblivious to the whole race relations reality issues. And I had friends that I went to a magnet program school, and I had a friend who had a boyfriend she was dating, who lived out in the burbs. And I was one of the few people who was 16 and had a driver's license and a car. Ha-ha! Not really my car, but it was my car when I had it. When I was driving it, it was my car. So a bunch of us pile in after a show one night because we're a bunch of theater nerds in high school at YPASS, Youth Performing Arts School. Yeah, we were hardcore. And so I'd taken this guy home a couple of times because I was stupid and thought this girl was cute at one point, and then didn't realize that I should maybe not do her so many favors after she picked up a boyfriend who she since married, so I'm cool with that. Yeah, and anyway, so I'd taken him out, and he lives in one of those gated communities that's like the North Branch. And then, like, every road in the place is North Branch Drive. North Branch Street. And all the houses look the fuck same. So it can take if you don't know exactly which turns to make, you get a little lost. This is a problem. When we go out one night to drop him off and the car is full of kids, there's like six people in a car that seats five. You know how it works, high school. And I have my friend Erlington with me, who's from Jamaica. Very, very dark skin. He eventually learned how to be black from Chris Tucker movies. and is now a rapper in New York City. I kid you not, and he's awesome. Anyway, he's in the car with us one night, and we had never really been harassed all that much, except for we're going to this guy's place, and we go and drop him off, and American Pie comes on the radio. Well, we're a bunch of musical theater nerds, and we're 16, so that means everybody gets out of the car and dances around like idiots singing on the top of their lungs American Pie, and then sort of halfway out, as we're getting lost in the neighborhood trying to get out, I realize that there is a car following us. Oh. And it is a security car. And it follows us every turn. And I actually literally did see at points people like looking out their windows through the blinds and just kind of, and clearly like this was an issue. And I'm kind of having a slight panic and heart attack that I'm gonna like get pulled over. And sure enough, like, finally, we do manage to get out, at which point Erlington says, well, you know what could have happened? Pull the car to the side of the road. Give us the black boy, and the rest of you nice white kids can go home. At which point, we lost our shit, because that was the funniest thing we'd heard, and I was utterly terrified that I was going to be calling my dad for apparently driving with a black. You know, got my first DWB, you know. So I had lots of other things about this story to tell tonight, but I'm running out of time. So I just want to say that, like, this opened my eyes to, like, the nature of, like, hey, where's the real thing to worry about? I was fine in my, like, projects neighborhood, probably because I was white, and, you know, they actually look for the killers when white people show up dead. So, you know, I was good there. Yeah, that's an ugly truth there. But it kind of dawned on me that, like, who I should really be worried about is, like, maybe I should be worried about the people who invented crucifixion and the Holocaust and credit default swaps and 2.5 Men. So the moral of the story is keep your eyes open when you're in Englewood, but don't stop when you're in Lake Forks.
Thank you very much, Eric. If singing American Pie is a crime, I am guilty. I think maybe singing the Weird Al version is more of a crime. Yeah.